You're listening to SBS News.
The death of Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi has raised many questions around the world. In a Senate estimates hearing, Greens leader Senator Richard Di Natale wanted answers. Foreign Affairs Minister Senator Maurice Payne assured Senator Di Natale the death of Mr. Khashoggi earlier this month and the investigation into it is a matter being taken very seriously by the Australian government.
We absolutely recognise that this is an extremely serious situation of the highest order of magnitude, that we are examining the progress of the investigation. We are working closely with our partners and our allies in close consultation. We're not going to prejudge the outcome of the investigation, but Senator, I can be very clear and say, as I have said to you twice now, that all options are on the table in terms of Australia's prospective response.
Saudi Arabia's widely doubted official explanation for Mr. Khashoggi's death is that he was killed after a fight at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, not that he was murdered by Saudi agents there for being a critic of the Saudi royal family, as has been alleged. Senator Payne says Australia has spoken to the Saudi ambassador in Canberra about the matter, and the Australian ambassador to Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, Ridwan Jadwat, has also raised the matter with the Saudi government in Saudi Arabia itself. She says Mr. Khashoggi's death is appalling, but doesn't yet accept that the Saudis murdered him. But the death of Mr. Khashoggi isn't the only front on which Australia's relationship with Saudi Arabia is under question. Australia sells military arms to Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia's intervention in the bloody civil war in neighbouring Yemen, where human rights groups allege there has been brutal violence against civilians, has made that practice all the more controversial. Officials can't say for sure whether Australian weapons have been used by Saudi Arabia in the Yemeni conflict. Tom Hamilton from the Department of Defence says human rights is taken into account when a decision is taken as to whether a weapons sale should be approved or not.
Military equipment by its nature will contribute to the capability of a military force and will often contribute to a conflict. As I said, we assess the specific applications to see whether they will be used and whether that use will be likely to contravene our international obligations. If we think that there is a likelihood or a possibility that that will occur, we do not approve the permit.
Senator Di Natale has cited Germany's response to recent events, where Germany suspended arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Senator Payne has not ruled that out as an Australian response, again saying all options are still open. But Senator Di Natale says the government is being inconsistent.
So you say on one hand that you are gravely concerned about the atrocities occurring in Yemen right now, and yet you're continuing to try and formalise a defence export agreement, an MOU, with the very regime that's responsible for perpetrating these international breaches of international law and continuing to commit these atrocities.
So, Senator,
those two positions aren't consistent.
Senator Payne has assured Senator Di Natale she's very concerned about these issues. The Greens leader, however, is not satisfied. He says the death of Mr. Khashoggi and events in Yemen should be enough for Australia to act against Saudi Arabia and impose sanctions.
We have the murder of a journalist in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. The Saudi regime have lied consistently about their involvement, and now, reluctantly, they are admitting that they have been involved, although it appears that their involvement goes all the way up to the Crown Prince. They are responsible for the worst famine in 100 years in using the weapons of war to commit atrocities of a scale not seen before, and they are using the support of countries like the US and Australia to give cover to those human rights atrocities. At what point does the Australian government take a stand and join the international condemnation directed at the Saudi regime and immediately put an end to arms sales to the Saudis and impose sanctions on that brutal regime?
And speaking to SBS after the hearing, Senator Di Natale continued to be scathing of the government's actions.
It's very clear the Australian government is attempting to hide the fact that we are selling weapons of war to a regime that kills innocent civilians, that breaches international law, and that murders journalists simply for being critics of that regime.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.